Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era. This. The words.
All right, guys, you heard the explosion. You know what time it is. Setting the bombs off. War of the Words, man, back on the radio. Number 85, man, we've got a really cool show for you today, man. Probably the final Conflict 25 show that we'll be doing because literally we are 2 days away from touching down in Charlotte, North Carolina at Club Label. For an exciting night. I know Club Label is all about exciting nights all week long, so we'll be dropping in on a Tuesday. But I'm telling you, this place is hopping all week long, so don't let that deceive you. Going to be a fantastic show. We got my co-host on. Always love to have him, Kobe Wall. Kobe, what's good? All right, well, maybe – wait, where is he? Where's Kobe? There's Kobe. Kobe, you here, man? Yeah.
I'm good, man. Thanks for unmuting me.
There he goes.
What's up, Kobe?
Another day in paradise, man. Another day. Just ready to get this interview going, baby.
That's it, man. It's going to be a good one, man. We are 2 days away. We're just letting them know from this Conflict 25 goodness, man. You know, they say that you save the best for last, so maybe tonight we're going to show that to be damn sure true because we have an interesting show for you. It's very rare that we get the opportunity to do this, and I'm pretty excited about it. What we're going to be doing for you guys that do not know is that we actually have both guys who are fighting one another going to be on the show together at the same time, and this, like, almost never happens. So I'm very excited about it, and I hope you are too, Kobe.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
That would be awesome. What we're going to do first, go ahead.
I hope we can get some, like, major shit talking in.
Hey, you know what? It may happen. Who knows, man? These guys, this is what's cool is that not only are they kicking off Conflict 25, and not only is this their debut fight for both guys, but they're also, like, doing, like, one of the first on our show at the same time. I mean, these dudes obviously are going hard, and they're heavyweight. So, like, you know, what did you expect from these guys? We're going to jump in, man. I'm going to bring Andrew Wood on first briefly, and then we're going to bring Logan in on to just kind of get a little one-on-one before we get cracking with the good questions. How's that sound, Kobe?
Let's do it.
All right, that sounds fantastic. First up, I'm going to bring on Andrew Wood. Andrew, how are we doing tonight, man?
What's good, homie?
That is always a great way to start off any interview with me. So, plus one already.
There you go.
What's good, man? How are you doing tonight, man?
I'm good, brother. Just ready to get this Conflict 25 going, brother.
That's it. That's what's up, man. So, you know, obviously this is your debut fight coming into Conflict 25. Also, our debut in North Carolina, a lot of firsts going on tonight and really all the way till Tuesday. How do we get here, man? There's an interesting story I heard kind of behind this. Can you lay a little bit of that on us?
Yeah, I heard that interesting story. Actually, Jared on the pod, I guess the podcast, MMA Mayhem, I heard him kind of throw us out there and kind of gave a little bit of an idea about how we actually, you know, got together as far as him and I fighting each other. And really, it's kind of that way, but not really. So I don't really know how much of that was actually true and how much of that was improv. But I don't know Logan outside of just Facebook. I know that he was a candidate for somebody I could fight. And so I kind of reached out to him on Facebook and, you know, just was like, hey, man, what's up? You know, I think we might possibly get a fight with each other. You know, you want to, you know, just, it was really pretty simple like that. You know, I told him I was not a dick or anything. You know, I was, you know, just wanting to talk to him, chat it up. You know, I don't want to be, you know, like, freaking Nick Diaz or somebody like that, you know. I love the guy, don't get me wrong, but, like, you know, I just – this has been a goal for mine, you know. I've lost 100 pounds to debut in this fight. So, like, this is
wow.
It's cool that he accepted, and it's cool that he was willing to talk to me, and he's been real nice and stuff, so –
Wait.
That's awesome, man. Kobe, I'm gonna let you slide in and get a question in, and we'll bring Logan on.
Yeah, I definitely have a question. So you telling me that you messaged him on Facebook and was like, "Hey, dog, let's fight," and he was like, "Okay."
Well, I'm saying, like, we weren't. It didn't come out like,
pretty
"Hey,
much.
Man, I guess it kind of sounds like that, yeah. But I knew that he was eligible. To fight, so it was kind of, I guess, yeah, it was kind of an invite, like, hey, man, you know, you're not scary looking, let's fight. And so it was like, you know, let's debut, you know, you're going to fight and I'm going to fight, you're tall, but, you know, we'll go from there, you know. I mean, I'm not scared to fight anybody, but, I mean, like, you know, it's going to be good. He's young, so that's a plus, so he's going to bring some energy, I'm sure, to the fight. But yeah, man, I reached out to him. I was like, let's fight, let's do this, man. And you know, he was like, well, you know, it didn't necessarily go like a yes kind of thing, but it was kind of over the course of a few days, it was kind of us talking and chatting about it, and then I think it kind of went down to where we made it happen. I don't know, he may tell a different story, but that's how I kind of perceived it as. So
sweet. Actually, that's wild, but whatever works, man. That's awesome.
Yeah,
I think it is,
it
too, man. It's like initiative. A lot of initiative there. You know, it's like, man, I want to fight, and somebody else wants to fight. And I don't know, man, but I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and kick the party up, turn up another gear. We're going to bring on your opponent and making his debut as well, Logan York. Logan, what's up, man?
Hey, y'all, how's it going?
It is going good, man. I'm excited about this fight. I'm excited about this this interview and this show in particular, man. Just like I asked Andrew, like to drop the same question on you. I thought this fight was pretty awesome in the way that the initiative. I'm sure you heard us talking about the how this fight kind of came to be. Is there anything you would like to add or anything like that to that?
Not too much on the fight itself. On how it got started, you know. Hit me up on Facebook, and I kind of blew him off at first. You know, I read the message, cause I didn't know who he was, and he wrote back a message saying, asked if I knew who Jared Williams was, and I told him yeah, and he came back, said I believe he's going to try to get his fight set up. It's like, oh, all right, well, I think this is what it is. Contacted Jared, and he confirmed it, and we went on from there.
Awesome, man. That's awesome. Kobe, before I get cracking here, man, slide one in. What you got for Logan?
I don't know. I think it's just a neat little deal the way they contacted each other. I mean, up until my last fight with Lamar, I had no contact with any of my opponents. I mean, I've fought, you know, 13 times now, and I've never had any contact prior to the fight. So I just think it's a cool little deal. It's good that you guys have, you know, that camaraderie and respect for each other. So it'll be an exciting fight. You know, it'll be one of those fights where you guys can go in and, you know, bang it out and hug afterwards, and then go to the bar and have a drink. And you know what I mean? It's just a cool little deal.
Yeah, it's that Southern hospitality, man.
Oh yeah.
Well said. We'll be bringing that to North Carolina. Andrew, man, I'm going to start off with you and then follow over to Logan. Obviously, we talked a little bit about this being your debut. It's going to be club label. It's going to be incredibly exciting in there. Very high energy crowd. What are you looking to come in and give to these fans on Tuesday night?
Just like you said, man, it's a high energy environment. You know, you want to, you know, I think sometimes fighters forget that, you know, they're performing for people. You know, I think one of the my favorite quotes in a movie was from Gladiator, you know, and Russell Crowe does the whole, are you entertained, you know, that whole deal, you know, and he's like whooping ass and everything. And you know, it's like we're out there to be entertainers, but at the same time, like, you know, we're taking serious for what we're doing and the training that we put in, the work that we put in. So, yeah, man, it's really about being an idiot in front of people, you know, getting the crowd pumped, getting them excited, you know, like whatever it takes to get the crowd into it and get them engaged to where they have a good time, enjoy the fight, maybe make some fans.
And Logan, man, you obviously, again, debut for you, man. What impression are you looking to leave on these fans? When they're leaving, what do you want them to be talking about?
Man, I just want to go out there and just fight, man. I said it's going to be a little different for me. I'm not going to feel awkward, but I'm not going to have the pressure of the home crowd. So now I'm being out of town. At first, I thought I was going to be a little bit nervous. Like I said, I'm not going to have the pressure of the home crowd there having to show out.
Now, this is your first fight inside the cage, but you, if I'm correct, you actually prepared for one fight before. Is that correct, if I remember?
That's correct. I was supposed to go down December 6th against Jackie Williams there down in Hardyville.
That's right. I do remember that quite well now that you mention it. interesting story. But, man, back to this fight at hand, you know, one of the cool things I think about this fight is that I love to watch the heavyweight do what they do. So I'm going to actually ask Logan this question first. You know, Logan, obviously, you know, don't want to give, you know, too much away or anything, man, but what are you looking to put down inside that cage to set off the, you know, Conflict 25?
What I'm looking to bring to the cage is just keeping the fight in front of me. One of my great friends has actually helped me train now, Nick Smiley. He told me ain't nothing behind me, it's just a cage. Keep the fight in front of you. Keep moving. Fight like a big guy. Ones and twos will bring it home.
Ones and twos.
Gotta stay calm, relax.
That's it, man. And Andrew, again, man, similar question. I love to watch the heavyweights fight. You know, they always seem to bring like a whole era of excitement with them, and you guys are going to be kicking it off and sort of setting the tone, man. So what tone is your intention to lay down on Tuesday?
It's a good question. I mean, like, you know, like, I've been to so many of these events and stuff, and you're right. I mean, like, that energy's got to start off right. I mean, you get it on and popping. I mean, like, you know, there's going to be something to that. I mean, like, I feel like, you know, with me, you know, he's tall, so I've had to kind of rework my training and stuff like that as far as, you know, how I'm going to adjust to him. So, I mean, I've got some, you know, some ideas in my mind about how I'm going to, you know, take him out, but you know, I mean, honestly, dude, I mean, he needs to know that I'm coming out swinging. I mean, like, it's going to be, I got no problem standing with him toe-to-toe. I mean, we don't even have to take it to the ground, but if we do, you know, I got that jits there, and I'd be ready for whatever.
On and popping. I like the theme. You know, we recently just had the main event guys, Moose and Corey and Chris Kane agree, have a gentleman's agreement that they would not do anything on the ground, no takedowns, no nothing. So it sounds like things are getting pretty for serious on this Conflict 25 card. Logan, man, you got anything you want to add in there before we move on?
Yeah, man, I'm ready to take this fight wherever, whichever direction it goes. You know, you've got to be prepared to stand ground or wait. It's an MMA fight. You're in the cage. You got to do wherever it goes, man.
Absolutely. Kobe, I'm going to let you jump in here. What have you heard so far tonight, and what do you think, man? We're going to be there, touchdown, March 10th, 2 days. We get to commentate this fight together, back in action. I already got the electricity, man.
I think these two guys are – I think y'all are two really nice fellas. But y'all do realize y'all are going to fight in 2 days. Y'all both realize that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'd be ready to murder somebody in about 2 days before my fight. And you guys are just, y'all are just too nice, man. I don't know what I would want to say. I don't know. It's going to be fun. I'm ready to see.
I think it kind of goes beyond, like, there's a sense, there's people who have different styles, and that's kind of the beauty of the sport, is that, like, you know, people have mutual respect for each other, then you have people that want to, like, murder each other in the cage. You know, it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, like, it's not so much a test against him as it is against myself and my own training. You know, and I think he may feel that same way. You know, like, we've trained for so long and so hard to get into into this fight. And, you know, we want to, obviously we want to win the fight, but I mean, like, you know, win or lose, you know, we're showing up, we're doing it, you know, and whether, you know, I win or he wins or whatever, I mean, like, there's going to be that mutual respect there. But rest assured, man, when it comes time to throw down, we're going to throw down. I can tell you that right now. It is going to be on and popping, like I said.
Good, man. I just, you know, heavyweights, man, you know, Nick Smiley is one of, he's a very good friend of mine. I think he's probably listening. And, Nick, sorry I missed you. I think it was last night I heard you were here in Statesboro. I know you're listening. Sorry I missed you, buddy. Next time you're in town, call me, and I'll come hang out with you. Back to what I was saying, Nick is one of my very good friends, and I love seeing heavyweights fight. I love seeing Nick Smiley go in there and bang it out with, you know, some of the toughest guys anywhere around. So out of all the fights tomorrow night, you guys and Masenko Bray, those are the two fights that I'm – that's one of the main reasons I'm coming all the way to Charlotte. It's like 6 hours. I want to see you two heavyweights bang it out, and I want to see one of my coaches go in there and whip some behind. So, y'all two fights. Y'all got to do me good now. 6 hours I'm driving just to see you guys.
Put the pressure on.
Cool. I mean, hey, first off, Nick Smiley, this is Andrew talking. Like, man, big respect to you. You're a big name in this industry, so much respect. Look forward to meeting you. Thank you for listening.
Absolutely. And, you know, interestingly enough, I guess Nick must actually be listening, because now I'd like to invite on to call-in guest Nick Smiley. Nick, what's up?
Hey.
What do you know? Just
hey,
talking
man.
About you.
What's going on, fellas? How's everybody
what's
doing?
What's up?
Hey, I'm more excited by the moment, man. What's good, Nick? What you got on your mind, bro?
Oh, I do, man. My boy Logan, you know, getting ready to make his debut. Super excited about that. And just listening, like Cody said, dude, like, they sound like a bunch of cupcakes right now. Oh, sweet, they want to cuddle or something. You know, we got a fight coming up here soon, man. Guys got to get game face on. I coached Logan up a little bit. I told him, was like, man, you got to be humble, you know, along the line. But understand this, without doubt, Logan Wilk has come a long way in the years I've been with him. The kid's a beast, man. He's a monster. He's a handful. And I promise you, like I said, he doesn't have to stress about hometown crowd. We're going up there ones and twos, putting this guy away, man, and coming back home. We'll celebrate when we get back to the bird, man.
Yee yee.
Hey, Kirby, I've been pushed out of my commentating ordeal. Kobe Wall takes my damn seat at the commentary table. What a dick.
Oh, Lord.
I had nothing to do with that.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That is freaking awesome. I also would like to point out, me neither. I love Nick Smiley. I'm a Nick Smiley fan.
Yeah.
Thank you. Listen, hey, I would like to say I believe I was Eric's first ever interview. Was I not?
I'm going to say, I'm glad you finished that sentence.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, I mean, you were a first, man. I was your first. It's okay. You don't have to hide it. Listen, I'm all about being in Sutherland, dude.
I see this. You were, man. You were the first. You were one of the first people ever that gave me the time of day whenever nobody knew anything about me at all, man. So, you know, I've always got mad respect. I love any time you take time out of your, you know, day and time to share with us, man, and get us pumped up and cracking around here. So man, we appreciate the phone call.
Hey, man, I'm super proud of you, Eric, and how far you've come, man, in the media aspect of things. Dude, you know, getting sponsorships, you know, got your, you know, the websites going and all that stuff, dude. Super proud of you. Kobe, man, you know, knowing Kobe for as long as I have, being there every step of the way, you know, from him. Dude, I remember sparring with that cat. I mean, back before, I mean, he was fighting with a glimmer in his eye, you know, and we're looking forward to, you know, Logan, man, like I said, can't say enough about him. One of my best friends, you know, he pestered the shit out of me for about 2 years on Facebook before. You know me, Eric. I'm not a coach, man. I just don't feel like I haven't achieved the level I want to achieve yet. So how could I coach somebody? But Logan, man, I'm gonna tell you, super dedicated, puts his work in. He goes up there to champions, man. When I'm not able to do lessons with him, puts his work in, and I'm just really glad, you know, the whole Jackie Williams fiasco kind of hurt our feelings, and you know we was all grabbing shit, man. We had hands wrapped, taped up, signed off by the submission, ready to fight Jackie, and that fell through. But, you know, I'm super glad Andrew took this fight, man, and, you know, in his home, you know, he's a hometown guy, man. We're going to come up there, and, you know, I hope that, you know, after what happens on Tuesday that, you know, that he sticks with it and picks up a W later on down the road.
the always great Nick Smiley. Nick, are you going to be in the building? Are you going to be in the building?
Oh, dude, listen, me and Logan's leaving Monday, tomorrow night, driving up. We're going to, you know, get a little room, get ready. I guess from what I understand, the weight, I mean, we're fighting heavyweight, man. Logan doesn't have to cut anything. I think he's right around 230, 235. Am I correct, Logan?
That's right.
All right, so right around 230, 235. We're going to go up there, man, chow down, eat a little food, relax, and go in there. What's the place? Club Label?
Yeah, man, brother.
Yeah, dude, this is going to be super exciting, man, to fight in a new place. Of course, under the conflict banner, Andrew Stokes and Jerry Williams, man, great people. But, yeah, dude, I'm not missing this. Dude, my boy's going to get his first W, man. We're going to go up there, we're going to wreck house, and then come on back because both of us got to be at work on Wednesday morning.
I think all of us do, man. Listen, Nick, man, we appreciate you calling in, man. And we'll see you on Tuesday, brother.
Hey, man, I look forward to it. Andrew, good luck, buddy. Get some rest. All right, buddy, you too, man. Bye.
All right, everybody. Big Nick Smiley, man. How about that? Well, what do you know, man? Awesome. Well, now that we have turned up the show a notch, man, guys, we got about 6 minutes left. Logan, I want to start off with you. You know, we've run through the course, man. You guys are going to be kicking it off. We're going to see a lot of hands, man, some awesome heavyweight action. So tell me how you feel, brother. How do you feel about it? You ready to freaking go? You ready to do this damn thing?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm most definitely ready to throw down. Just really excited. Like I said, first fight. First time in the cage, new venue, new place, big city. Trying to maintain this clear head.
Epic. Absolutely, man, absolutely. Andrew, man, flip it over on the other side, man. You know, you got the hometown turf that's been talked about. You know, Logan's coach came on, you know, said what he had to say, man. What about you? What you got, man? What's the final thoughts? What's coming out of Andrew Woodtown? Leave us popping.
Hey, I mean, that's cool, man. I mean, like, you know, confidence is everything in this game. And, you know, I'm glad that Nick's confident in Logan. And, you know, as far as, like, not having hometown pressure, whether I'm in Georgia, whether I'm in, you know, like, freaking Germany, it's not going to matter to me if I got hometown pressure or not. I mean, I'm not there to perform for them. I'm there for me at the end of the day. So, I mean, like, this is between me and Logan. And, you know, the best man's going to win, you know. I mean, when I get to that point of focus, nobody's even going to be there except for me and him and that ref, you know. And that's the mentality that you got to get. And, you know, until the ref pulls me off of him. I mean, that's just the way it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Hey, Kobe, you know we can't do a show without one, man. We got 5 minutes on the clock. I'm going to put this awesome pressure on you. Kobe, it's time for the official Breaking the Wall. What you got, man?
Man, I want to know from each guy how the fight's going to end. Like, specifically, if you're going to knock him out, I want you to say, hey, I'm going to knock him out the second round. I mean, I want to know how you're going to beat him. Before every one of my fights, like I said, I fought 13 times. I know this is what I'm going to do, and this is what I got to do to beat this guy. What you got to do, and, you know, I will start with we'll start with Andrew. What do you got to do to beat him?
You know, he's a big, you know, tall guy. You know, I mean, we're about the same, you know, obviously we're the same weight. You know, I'm 5'10", so you're going to have a little bit of a reach advantage. So, you know, I'm going to keep him in close, you know, to where he can't really use them arms. You know, I don't know, man. It could go either way. It depends. I mean, like, he's been boxing for a little bit from my understanding. So, I mean, I want to keep it up. I want to knock him out. I want to say that I want to knock him out. I mean, everybody, I think, goes in with the mentality of that quick knockout or, you know, a well-deserved knockout. But, you know, I mean, I've had this play through my mind like 1,000 times, and it's had like 1,000 different endings. And I don't know that it necessarily needs to have one particular ending so that you can have an arsenal ready, you know, because, I mean, you got to be prepared for whatever. So I'd like to say that it would be a knockout, but, I mean, I'm good with breaking his arm, too. So.
Damn.
Hell yeah, man. I like it. Logan, what you got to do to beat this kid, man? I mean, I want to hear it. What do you got to do to beat Andrew Wood? What do you got to do to get your hand raised?
Get my head ready, man. Just got to stay focused, stay tall, fight big, come out, hit him in the mouth. You know, everybody wants to detach somebody from consciousness. I mean, it's kind of what we're out there going for, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good deal, man.
Well said, man. That was a great ending from both, man. A lot of good quotes. I got to tell you, man, I also agree with Kobe. This is one of the most anticipated fights. That, you know, there's a reason that, you know, I brought it around towards the end because, you know, the end is the beginning is the end, they say, and vice versa. And I know that this fight is going to set the tone as the opening fights often do. We got you guys coming out to do big work and loads of confidence on all sides, man. And I mean, damn, son, I'm ready to do the dang thing. Like, I've never been more excited for a Tuesday night in my entire damn life.
Yeah.
This is being honest. Andrew, man, I want to thank you for taking time out, man. Obviously, we did a little late PM show, so I want to thank you so much for coming on and being a part of this and what we do. Very much appreciate it. I look forward, as does Kobe and everybody at part of the Conflict team, seeing you in just 2 short days, man.
Hey, I can't wait, guys. Bring your cameras.
That's it. Absolutely. And Logan, bring your cameras. Logan, you heard it too. I don't know if you got a digi or whatever, but I guess bring it. It was also awesome to have you on, man. Like, we got to catch up before, and you didn't get the fight, which was really unfortunate. I actually would love to see that fight happen anyway, somewhere down the line, somehow, even if it was in, like, a parking lot. It would be great. But,
hey,
you know, right, we're fighting Andrew Wood, man. I'm going to lay the end down. We got about 2 minutes left. So thank you so much for coming on. You got anything for us before we jet?
No, man, I was real stoked to be on the show. It was a great opportunity, and ready to throw down, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Listen, I look forward to meeting you for a second time, and we'll be catching up soon enough in 2 short days, man. So thank you for coming on tonight.
Yeah.
Kobe, my man, holy snap. You know what started out as the show where I was like, man, I don't know if they're going to get after it. Really got pretty crunk up, man. What do you think, man? We got a little bit of time left. Damn, son. You ready to get down on Tuesday?
Tuesday's going to be fire. 2 quotes. And as you may already know, I've already posted them. Logan York says, I'm going to punch him right in the mouth. Andrew Wood says, well, you better bring your cameras. Dude, these kids. You know,
that's it.
To be honest, man, these kids are young. They're motivated. They're still hungry. And that's what you got to be, man. You got to be hungry all the time. And like Nick says, you know, Nick has he's had some awesome fights, and I know he's pushed a lot of things to Logan, you know, Logan's way mentally and skill set. So these guys are going to go out and they're going to, you know, they're going to bang it out. It's going to be a good show. I'm ready, man. I'm stoked. There's two fights that I'm coming for, man. Those are my two fights to see.
I see it, guys. You heard it here, man. War of the Words, number 85, Andrew Wood, Logan York going to be kicking off a night. You can click at the bottom here wherever you're at and see the full fight card, man. Meet us in 2 days. That's March 10th. Club Label, North Carolina. That's right, Conflict, whole new state. Once again, like we do, number 25. And then we're going to flip over to number 26. We're going to end on this here. Kobe, let them know, Conflict 26, where are we going to be?
26, we're going to be in Macon, Georgia. Kay Wall is going to be defending that 155 belt, son. That's what we're going to do.
There you go. You heard it. An exclusive right here on War of the Words, number 85, with my boy co-host Kobe Wall. We're out of here for the night. See you in 2 days at the club.
Peace.